Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, guys. This is John Prakash from Chakra. We have a new album, and it's called Power Play. You are listening to Talking Metal. Yeah.
Hey guys, welcome to another edition of Talking Metal with Mark Striegel. How are you? I am Mark Striegel. Yes. We got a fun episode today. Lots of good music, a good interview with a good guy. His name is John. He sings with a band called Chakra, and kind of an interesting story. So definitely stay tuned for that. He'll tell you a little bit of his story with the band. He's been with them now for two albums. They have a brand new record out, his second record with the band. And he is the singer. John is the singer of Chakra. And this is a great song off that record, that new Chakra record, which is called Power Play. And this song is called Dear Enemy. Oh, I love this song. Check it out.
No sacrifice will be forgotten.
you just heard was Dear Enemy by Chakra. Definitely support these guys. The album is out in Europe. And as I mentioned in the interview to him, I was having trouble finding it on iTunes, but in the States here. But maybe by the point, by the time you're hearing this, it will have been released on iTunes. But do yourself a favor and support these guys. Buy their music. Buy the new record, Power Play. The last record was really good, too, which we'll hear a track off of that in just a bit. Right now, I'd like to take a moment to remind you guys that we don't have commercials here. You know, back in the day, we actually did have some sponsors. It was just too much work trying to please the sponsors and trying to actually get them to agree to give us, you know, $500 here and there. In the first place, the amount of work we were putting into it didn't even seem worth it. Now I know $500 is a lot of money, but honestly, it was just not worth it. So the way we do things now is we have you guys donate, and you guys have been so awesome, and I'm so appreciative. If you haven't made a donation, listen, this week, if you've already made a donation, listen, I can't thank you enough. And you guys know who you are. Some of you have made big donations to us. I'm blown away. Others have given what they can, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 bucks. And you guys, I don't want you to donate anything this week. What I want is for somebody who's never donated before to give us, you know, just give us $5, whatever you can afford. And the way you do that is you go to talkingmetal.com. On the site there, you will find a PayPal button. That's the donation button. And shoot me over $5, man. Please, I would really appreciate it. And when you do shoot me over the money, also note a song that you want to hear, and I will play it, okay? There's other ways you can support us, too. You can buy a t-shirt on talkingmetal.com, and you can use these Amazon links. Now, the way they work is, again, you go to talkingmetal.com, and, let's take a step back. First of all, you've decided that you want to buy something on Amazon. What you do then is you go to talkingmetal.com and, you know, you clear your browser, clear your cookies, just to be sure we're going to get credit for it. You go to talkingmetal.com, you use our link to open the Amazon site, you search for your product, and you buy it. And it's the same exact price it would have been even if you hadn't used the Talking Metal link. So you're not, you know, you're not paying anymore. There's nothing like that. No fishiness, if you will. And what happens is we get a small percentage of it. And that's the way a lot of these guys are doing it. You know, Adam Carolla and Penn Jillette and Dustin Trussell, Family Hour, all these guys are asking you to do that. And I guarantee they're making a lot more money doing their podcast than I am. I'm honestly, I don't even think we break even here. So anything you can help give us towards the production of this podcast is greatly appreciated. I'd like to remind you, we have a YouTube page and it has a lot of great stuff up there. I was just watching our jam with Rob Dukes where we do the Black Sabbath classic Snowblind. If you haven't seen that, it is great. And listen, I know John and I don't really make it great. You know, we're the average musicians, but we have this guy, Rob Dukes, who plays in the band Generation Kill and Exodus, singing with us, and he just freaking kills it. And Ron Lipnicki from Overkill is on the drums on that one. It's a great, great performance. And like I said, I'm not saying it's great because of us. It's great because of primarily Rob Dukes and Ron Lipnicki. And Dan Lorenzo does a great job with the guitar on that too. So check that out on youtube.com/talkingmetal. Speaking of videos online, there's a hilarious video. If you haven't seen it, I can't remember if I've mentioned this. I don't think I have, but I may have. It is of William Shatner. Now listen, I'm a big sci-fi guy. A lot of you guys know that. Big fan of Star Trek. Been into the... I'm not like crazy, crazy Star Trek fan, although some of you may consider me to be a crazy Star Trek fan. At one time I went to the conventions and stuff. Listen, I admit it. But anyways, excuse me, William Shatner, who's done some work with Zach Wilde There's a video of Shatner. It's like, you know, there was this Zach Wilde roast, I guess, that took place recently. I haven't actually seen the roast, but Blabbermouth or Brave Words or one of those sites had a link to just the video that they played during the roast of William Shatner of Star Trek, T.J. Hooker fame, Boston Legal fame, roasting Zach Wilde. And it is fucking hilarious and raw and wrong. And Zach's wife is in it. And it's definitely on the nasty, dirty side. You probably don't want to watch it with your parents. At least you wouldn't want to watch it with my parents. I don't know how cool and hip your parents are. But yes, check it out because it's fucking funny. If you like Zach Wilde, if you like William Shatner, or you just like one of them or whatever, or you know about them, it's just hilarious, man. If you just like to have a good fucking laugh, check it out. It's the William Shatner roast of Zach Wilde. Good shit. Funny shit. At least in my book. You know, we all have different senses of humor, if you will. Speaking of PayPal, which I was speaking of earlier, we had a donation come in from a longtime supporter and listener of Talking Metal. His name is David Isaac. David, thank you so much. And digging your request, as you know, because you saw my Spotify activity on Facebook, after you sent the email in, I did go back and listen to the song Dealer off of Come Taste the Band. That's Deep Purple's kind of last record of the 70s, right? And what a great record it was. It was definitely a different sound for Deep Purple. There's so many great tracks off the record. This is, I guess, the third album with Glenn Hughes and David Coverdale, who basically, I would say, shared vocal duty in Deep Purple. Basically, when Ian Gillan left the band, Glenn Hughes, who also played bass, came in, and David Coverdale came in, and they both would sing for Deep Purple. David just doing the singing and Glenn playing bass and singing, and they did a great job. But this is a rare song because, as you pointed out, it features some vocals from Tommy Bolin, who is the guitar player in the band at that point. When Richie Blackmore left the band, they brought in a guy named Tommy Bolin. He was an American, and at the time, a lot of the Deep Purple fan base did not appreciate Tommy. He was booed, especially in Europe, at a lot of shows, and he was frustrated in the band because, again, the Deep Purple fan base, especially in Europe, did not accept Tommy Bolin. And I believe Come Taste the Band is one of these records that it took a few years, maybe even a few decades, not a few decades, but it took some time for people to kind of start to really appreciate what a great record Come Taste the Band was. And this is, again, the only Deep Purple song where Tommy actually does a little singing. And it is off of the only Deep Purple album, you know, studio album with Tommy Bolin. And again, it is Come Taste the Band. The song is Dealer.
Yeah.
That was Dealer by Tommy Bolin with Deep Purple. Again, the lineup of Deep Purple at that point was David Coverdale, Tommy Bolin on guitar, and he does a little vocals on that song there. Glenn Hughes on bass, and Glenn also did a lot of vocals in the band. And you had Ian Pace on the drums at that point, and also John Lord on the keyboard. Some people refer to that as, I think, Deep Purple Mark III or Mach 3, because it was kind of the third lineup of Deep Purple. And Ian Gillan it's funny because I had a picture one time somebody sent me of Ian Gillan wearing a Tommy Bolin shirt, which I just thought was a dig at Ritchie Blackmore, and I thought that was pretty awesome. It was more recent, probably within the last 15 years, of Ian Gillan wearing this Tommy Bolin shirt. And how great is that? But Ian Gillan has actually expressed that he doesn't consider Come Taste the Band a Deep Purple record because it was too funky. But in the same article, which I believe was in like Classic Rock magazine, I remember reading him saying that he has no problem with Tommy Bolin. And again, there is a picture somewhere, if you Google it, with Ian Gillan wearing a Tommy Bolin shirt. How funny is that? Because, of course, Tommy Bolin only played on that record, and that was a Deep Purple record that did not include Ian Gillan, as we already covered. Let's get into an interview with, again, John Prakash from the band Chakra. I want to play some old Chakra right now, and then we'll get into the interview with John. And when I say old, it's not even that old. This is from John's first record with the band. And this band has been around for 20 years, believe it or not. John has been with them, I guess, in the interview, I think he says since 2009. So this is from the 2011 release. It is called Back on Track. And after we hear this song, we will get into the interview with John.
Calling, heading for the skies, 'cause we're in love, yeah. Hey, this is Mark Striegel from Talking Metal, and we are excited because on the line we have the singer of the band Chakra. It's John Prakash. How are you, John?
I'm doing good, man. Doing well. How are you? How are you?
I'm great. We're excited because you have your second album now with the band Chakra, and it's called Power Play. It's out now, and it is, again, your second album with this group who, you know, the group's been together since 99, but you actually joined back, what, in 2010, 2011 for the Back on Track record? Is that correct?
2009, in October 2009.
Cool. And how did you originally hook up with these guys?
It's a bit of a long story, okay? And so I tried to go into detail. You know, at the time I worked as a sales assistant in a big store, and my boss there told me, "Hey, Chakra is looking for a new singer, and just send your stuff, man." And I thought, okay, why not? And I sent them my songs, and a few hours later, I got a call from Tom, and he told me, "Hey, man, I like your voice. Let's meet." And it went very fast. It was like magic, man. It was cool. Really cool.
So it was literally just a few hours later that he called you?
Yeah. It wasn't a call. It was an email. And, approximately 2 days later, we met at a gig of Chakra, and I met them, and it was like, you know, like a family right from the start. And, they welcomed me very heartily, and, you know, it was chemistry with the group.
Cool. And tell us a little bit about yourself. Where did you actually learn to sing? Because you have a great, great voice. And the thing I like about your voice is it's not the typical voice. A lot of heavy metal bands, they have the singer that they all sound the same. And, you know, you have a great, strong voice, but it also has a unique sound to it. Is that just natural, or is it something you developed?
Oh, thank you so much, man. Oh, that sounds good. thank God for it. It's natural. Absolutely. Of course, I have some skills. I think that's normal. But I thank God for it. It's God's gift.
Cool. And now the new record is, again, it's called Power Play. How does this record differ? What's different about this record than the last record you did with the band, Back on Track? How does it differ?
Oh, as you know, music is a personal matter. But personally, I think it's more diversified, it's more powerful, and it has a lot of, I would say, it has something for everyone, you know. If you like heavy riffs, you have higher, you have your enemy, and you also have ballads, like A Wonderful Life. So I really like it. Can't wait to perform it on stage. It's absolutely amazing. I like it.
Yeah, what I've heard of it sounds great. Is it out in America yet? Because I went to look for it on iTunes and Spotify, and I did not see it, at least not here in the States, but it did seem like it was already out in Europe. Is that true?
That is true, definitely. But this time, we're lucky. America is going to push us to publish our new album, and I really like it. We didn't expect that because I've never been there, you know. Me as a person either, because I would like to play there in America. By the way, where do you come from? Which area?
I'm in New Jersey, which is right outside of New York City.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Oh, is it true that John Bon Jovi comes from there, New Jersey?
Bon Jovi?
Yeah?
Yeah, Bon Jovi, Skid Row. There's been a lot of different bands that have come from New Jersey, definitely. Bruce Springsteen, I think, is the most famous one, of course.
Oh, okay, cool. Oh, I like it. I like him.
So do you think it's a possibility that you guys... Do you think it's a possibility that you guys will be able to come to America with this record?
Touring is very expensive, so I can't say that yet. It would be great. Just invite us and we will come, okay?
Okay.
Because, you know, we have plans to tour through Europe, Germany, France, of course, Switzerland, Austria, maybe Netherlands, and maybe, I don't know yet, but I'd like to come to America. It would be great, but it isn't planned yet.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that the record has a lot of heavy riffs and it's very diverse. You guys did choose to do the first video, and I guess I would call it the first single from the record, is one of the more mellower songs off the record. It's called A Wonderful Life. It's very melodic and a really nice-sounding song. What is this song actually about?
Well, I wrote the lyrics, and it's about, at the time I was in a tricky situation, it bothered me a lot. The only thing I could do to look at it differently, and then I realized my life is perfect. Wonderful life. I have to look at it differently from another perspective. Then I realize that everything is right, okay. And it's a very positive message. And I really like it. I'm a little bit proud of it. Yeah. Because, I wrote the lyrics and also the vocal line on Wonderful Life. This was cool. It was cool. We like to, Thomas. Do you know Thomas? He's the main songwriter, and he always composes the songs. And but sometimes he needs help for the vocal line. And I was able to get some help, some support, and it's great for both of them. It was like we worked as a team. This time we worked as a team.
Excellent. Yeah, because a lot in the past. I was just saying, a lot of times in the past, Thomas has written some of the songs just on his own, right?
Mm, right. Definitely. And we work alone, but this time we came together and we got together and we tried to make the songs together.
Excellent. What are some of your favorite bands?
Personally, or what do you mean?
Yeah, what are your favorite bands to listen to? Hard rock and heavy metal bands. What are your favorite?
Currently,
bands?
I like Alter Bridge. I think they're from America. Miles Kennedy, Mark Tremonti. Yeah, I really like Alter Bridge. Linkin Park, I like it. Limp Bizkit, I also like it. Bon Jovi, I also like Skid Row. I like a lot of different music styles. And that keeps me, flexible. That's the reason why my voice sounds a bit differently than others.
Right, definitely. Maybe, and do you like Miles? You mentioned Miles Kennedy of Altered Bridge. Do you like his work with Slash?
No. Sorry, no.
No, you do not. Okay.
No, because it sounds so differently. I'm not a big fan of Guns N' Roses, or I never was. But I like the style of Slash. He plays the guitar, but in that case, I don't like it.
I got you.
As already said, it's a personal matter. There's nothing else.
Sure.
of course, singing now the old bridge song, what was it called? Loving Memory.
I know a little bit about Altered Bridge. I'm not really well versed on their song, so I have to say I'm not that familiar with that song, no.
Okay, but it's one of my favorite songs, and I recommend you have to listen to it. Loving Memory. Absolutely. No. Out of this world.
Cool. Now, the guys in Altered Bridge, they used to be, some of them used to be in Creed, right?
Yeah, that's right. I think it's the same.
Same band, just different singer, right?
Same band, different singer, yeah.
Cool. So what bands, when you play in Europe, when you guys go out on tour to promote the new record, what bands will you be playing? Any big name bands that we might know of?
Oh, no, I haven't the plug yet. Honestly, I haven't the plug yet. Because it isn't planned yet. We have a lot of gigs in Switzerland, but mostly we are the headliner, you know. That's why I don't know. In Germany, we toured to Germany, but I don't know who'll be there because it's not always the same band. It sounds strange, but it is definitely this way.
Right. No, I got you. It's still being planned. And is that where your biggest fan base is, in the Germany and Switzerland area?
Currently, yes, definitely. But that's why we're doing this interview, because I would say spread our music in Europe and also in America. That's the reason why we're doing this interview.
Great. Well, we will definitely be playing your music here on Talking Metal. And again, just a little bit about your background. Where did you actually grow up again?
Okay. I have to say, my name is John Prakash, and that comes from India. I grew up in Switzerland. I was adopted by Swiss. That's why I speak perfectly Swiss German. You know? But I don't know my real parents. So, as I already said, I was adopted. My roots are in India.
I got you. Okay, cool. But you were raised.
You got me. Yeah, cool. Yeah, but I never felt, you know, out of place. There's an Indian inside of me and also a Swiss guy.
Right. We're in Switzerland. I was in Switzerland.
I like that.
I was in Switzerland once. I was in St. Moritz, Switzerland.
Sorry, I didn't catch you.
I once went on a vacation to Switzerland. It was a long time ago, but I was in a part of the country called St. Moritz. Are you familiar with that area?
Yeah, of course. I know that. It's a really special place for skiing, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I'm a skier, but I was actually there in the summer. But where in Switzerland did you grow up?
Oh, no, really? You should come again and for skiing. It's amazing. Currently, we have snow, a lot of snow. And, you have to come, man.
Where did you grow up in Switzerland?
In the east part. It's very, very close to Germany. Very close. But do you know what is in England? Wiel or St. Gallen. It's very close to Zurich. I have to say Zurich.
Okay. Gotcha.
Very, very close. Half an hour away from the place.
Okay, great. Well, John, we wish you all the luck. If you could give us a Talking Metal ID, just say your name and your band, and you are listening to Talking Metal.
Okay, of course.
Whenever you're ready.
Okay. Thank you. Hi, guys. This is John Prakash from Chakra. We have a new album, and it's called Power Play. You are listening to Talking Metal. Yeah.
Great. John, thanks so much. I'm sorry the connection was a little tough for you, but we'll clean it up, and it'll go out in our podcast probably next week.
Thanks, of course. It's okay. It's absolutely okay. I hope that you can work with it. It was nice to talk to you. Stop moving on. Deep breathing.
Just heard was Wonderful Life, a more mellow song by the band Chakra, which I think probably has some good commercial potential. So the best of luck to this band. I would love for John to come over to America for the first time and rock us all over here. Sounds like a good guy. Interesting that he likes Miles Kennedy in Altered Bridge, but not with Slash. Altered Bridge is a band I never really listened much to because honestly, I never liked Creed, and I knew that Altered Bridge was the guys from Creed, but I've heard enough people speak highly of Altered Bridge that I'm now kind of curious to give them another listen. I've listened to a couple songs here and there, but I need to actually go back and clear my mind of Creed and just listen to them without thinking that, oh, wow, these are the guys from Creed. So I'm gonna do that at some point. And a big thanks to John from Chakra for checking us out here on Talking Metal and speaking with us. And we suggest you guys check them out. Support them. If you still buy CDs, go buy Power Play. It sounds like it's going to be a good one. Let's get into Cannibal Nation now by the band Mob Rules. This is the title track off of their latest record. We'll be right back. Speaking of Mob Rules, I'm sure they took their name from the Black Sabbath classic. So why don't we end with that? But let's mix it up a bit. This is Ray Gillen. He was briefly in Black Sabbath. Ray Gillen died. I'm not sure when he died, in the 90s, I think. Early 90s, from what I remember. And let's start. He was in Black Sabbath briefly in 1986. And what you're going to hear is him singing Mob Rules live with Black Sabbath in 1986. And then he went on, I guess he's mostly known for his work with Badlands. He did two records with Jakey Lee and Eric Singer of Kiss fame. Eric, after Badlands, played with Alice Cooper and ended up in Kiss. He's currently with Kiss. He's been with them basically since Revenge. So, yeah. Anyways, this is Ray Gillen and Tony Iommi busting out the Black Sabbath classic, Mob Rules. This is live from 1986. This was included on the Seventh Star Deluxe version, which I actually just bought the CD of. I don't buy a lot of CDs, but I'll be honest with you guys. I had a hard time finding a download of this online. So there you go. I went and I bought one, which I don't think was even released in this country. I had to buy it from somebody who I guess had gotten it over in Europe. So here it is. Mob Rules by Black Sabbath. Support Talking Metal. Go use those Amazon links on talkingmetal.com. Go make a donation. And yeah, here it is. Mob Rules, 1986, live. We'll be right back.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.